ideas and new technology are causing seismic shifts in the media industry. Where are we headed? What does it mean? Keep listening. Media strategist Gabriella Mirabelli talks with the brightest minds in entertainment and business. Meet the innovators, the risk takers, and the disruptors on the front lines of change from Hollywood, Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and beyond. The future is coming to a screen near you. Are you ready? This is the Up Next podcast with Gabriella Mirabelli.
Welcome to Up Next. I'm your host, Gabriella Mirabelli. This month, YPulse, the leading authority on Gen Z and millennial opinions and behaviors, released a report on how young consumers feel about their online privacy and security. Mary Lee Bliss, YPulse's VP of Content, is here to discuss what YPulse's research can tell us. Mary Lee, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really looking forward to digging into the detail of YPulse's study on how young consumers are feeling about privacy. It's such an important issue, and businesses are looking at all the ways they touch the consumer directly and how they market to consumers. It's such an interesting topic. But before we jump into the topic, really quickly, can you give us the top line about the population you survey and the margin of error?
Absolutely. So YPulse is completely focused on young consumers, next generation consumers who are, you know, right now Gen Z and millennials. So all of our surveys are interviewing 1,000 13 to 39 year olds in the US. Those surveys are nationally representative across age, gender, race, ethnicity, region. So we're really getting a true snapshot of young consumers in America and how they feel. Our trend surveys delve into, you know, big shift that young consumers are fueling and how they're feeling about it. So the privacy issue is a one that's been making headlines of late, and we really wanted to revisit how Gen Z millennials are feeling about their own privacy and their data and what companies do with it and, you know, how brands can really do it right.
One of the things I found so interesting was that in your 2016 survey of young people about privacy, 82% reported that they disagreed with the statement, "I don't care about the privacy of my information." But what was interesting is it seemed like a bit of cognitive dissonance because they appeared to log on and sign in almost as if they took a barn door approach in that the horse is well out of the barn and they weren't much fussed about closing the door after the fact. So that sentiment didn't seem to square with behavior, or that's sort of the impression. I was surprised when I saw that as the 2016 data point. So in updating your survey, have you seen their stated feelings about privacy shift in any way?
Absolutely. So yes, we first looked at privacy and data and young consumers' feelings about all of these things back in 2016. And, you know, this year really felt like a good time to revisit that. So we have a lot of comparative data to look at. And we found that worry about privacy has absolutely increased in the last 5 years. The number of young consumers who say that they worry about their privacy online increased by more than 10 points from 72% in 2016 to 84% in 2021. We saw increases really almost across the board in terms of how much young consumers are thinking about their privacy and are concerned about how it's being used.
Did you see differences between Gen Z and millennials?
We did. Not necessarily in terms of their concern. You know, really both generations are concerned. But we did see some differences, interesting differences in terms of how they treat their privacy and what they're doing for their own security.
Right. The other demographic I was a little curious about was millennials who are parents. And if that was markedly any different from, you know, millennials who weren't parents or Gen Z.
Yeah, absolutely. And we often see this, you know, millennials who are parents, and a good amount of them are, you know, we always have to remind brands, millennials are grownups. Many of them have families. But millennial parents often have different points of view than non-parents. And absolutely, we saw some differences audiences, but particularly we asked them about their own children's privacy. And we found that, yes, millennial parents are concerned about their children's privacy, which again, you know, you might say that there's a dissonance because so many millennial parents post a lot of information about their children online. So, you know, there is this tug of war, I think, among all consumers about between how much they want to be involved in social spaces, how much convenience they want, and then a fear over how much information about them is being shared online and with brands and what is going to be done with that information. When it comes to millennial parents' concerns, you know, 88% consider digital privacy when they're purchasing connected parenting and kid items, things that, you know, have apps that are connected tech. And they claim they don't believe convenience is more important to them than having privacy. So, you know, whether you see that dissonance or not, you know, of course they're still buying that connected tech, though that is an enormous industry. It is something that's on their mind. 92% of millennial parents are concerned about how much of their children's information is online and their own children's privacy online. So it's on their minds. It's something that brands should be aware of.
Interesting. In the classic, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't watching you category. Yeah. Young consumers are pretty sure they're being watched regardless of their feelings. What things are they most suspicious of?
Yeah. So, the majority, 75% of all young consumers assume that someone is tracking their digital life. And let's be honest, they're probably right.
So what, I mean, within that, like, are they concerned about location, internet habits?
You know, it's interesting to see what they most believe is currently being tracked. Location and internet habits are at the top of those lists. At 68% of young consumers believe that their location and internet habits are being tracked. 64% believe that their posts on social media are being tracked. And this one is really
that seems like an underreporting given all the explosion. It's interesting, but continue.
Still the majority, of course. But over half also believe their app usage is being tracked.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
So they, you know, there's the sense that, you know, someone is watching at all times and listening. So this one, you know, for me is super interesting. 61% of young consumers believe that their phone is always listening to their conversations.
Well, it only takes talking about that lamp with your husband and then seeing it in an ad to think, that might indeed be happening.
Absolutely. And, you know, big tech companies have, you know, come out and said, no, that's not true. We just have such sophisticated algorithms that we just know when you're interested because of your other internet activity. You know, not going to name names on what big tech has made those claims. But, you know, Gen Z millennials are having chats with their friends, you know, talking about things like, you know, smoothies and then immediately see a smoothie ad. These two generations who have lived in a tech immersed world and they're very used to their data being used in a variety of ways. So it's just the assumption that they have.
The percent that didn't think they were being tracked was so small that only 7% was thinking that it all was, they weren't being tracked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And a hand in glove with the paranoia comes corporate trust. How much do young consumers trust companies with regard to their information? For instance, do they trust that companies are telling them the truth about tracking and having information?
You know, I think that there is a little bit of a lack of trust for Gen Z and millennials, especially with all the things that they've seen in the last few years, you know, data hacks and scandals with social media platforms using their data in the wrong way. So absolutely, you know, they have reasons to not trust those platforms.
Well, right. Well, I guess it's sort of two parts. Do they trust them, for instance, the big tech that says, oh, I'm not tracking you when you're talking, and yet the ad shows up, the smoothie ad shows up. There's that kind of, are you telling me the truth, trust? But then there's, okay, once you have it, will you safeguard it?
Sure.
How do they feel about that?
they do believe that those platforms are responsible for keeping their personal data safe. So when we ask who is more responsible, the platform or the user, the majority of both Gen Z and millennials, and Gen Z is even more likely to feel this way, say that it is the responsibility of the platform to keep their personal data safe, because they obviously want to be able to talk to their friends on these platforms, to share things, to like things, but they want to know that those platforms care about their data and are safeguarding it.
Right. And so then here's where we start to run into, you know, growing lack of trust. A lot has to do with personal experiences and negative personal data experiences that young consumers have had. Have some of these real life experiences resulted in behavior changes? I mean, obviously you have the attitudinal change of, I expect you, platform, to secure my data. It's on you. But are they behaving differently with regard to online purchasing or banking?
Yeah, there's been interesting shifts. You know, first of all, the majority of Gen Z and millennials have had something happen to them regarding their privacy and security that made them feel unsafe. We absolutely saw changes from 2016. The number of young consumers who actually report they are avoiding buying things online for fear of entering their credit card information increased. Now, it's still the minority. It's 41% today, but that's an increase of 14 points from 2016.
And that's even in COVID, because this, you surveyed this population during the pandemic. So this is during.
Absolutely.
It's really interesting. And what about personally taking the effort to safeguard their information? Obviously, they want the platform to take care of it. They may be choosing not to enter a credit card online. But what are they doing to improve their own security profile?
We see Gen Z and millennials absolutely taking those steps to safeguard their data. The number one thing that they do is set passwords, of course. Mm. But we see that about half of millennials and 44% of Gen Z are using two-factor authentication, so taking an even extra step. An interesting difference we saw is that Gen Z is more likely to be using biotech, so using fingerprint passwords, face scanning technology, but both generations are doing that as well.
That's interesting that they're leaning into that. And so definitely people thinking about how that can be incorporated into what they do is something they might want to keep an eye on. What other steps are they using to protect themselves? Are there other just sort of, those are kind of access points. Are there other things when they're on the internet that they're doing that is different than they may have done in the past?
Yeah, this is enormous for brands. We found that the majority of young consumers say they prefer to use anonymous browsing windows when they're browsing online, 75%.
Wow, that's huge.
And another huge stat for brands to know is that 64% of 13 to 39-year-olds tell us that they block cookies.
Wow. 64% blocking cookies. That's amazing. The argument was always used that people were comfortable with some loss of privacy if they felt as a result there was an experience that was helpful to them. Is this true or is this perceived as creepy?
Consumers are willing to some extent to trade their data, but we are telling brands they should be wary that fears have increased. So you need to be clear about how you're using their data and what you're doing to protect it.
How, you know, the idea even about helpful can mean different things to different people. Did you dig into what helpful personalized experience meant? Like, where do they feel that experience is enriched by sharing data? Is it movies, events, retail? Like, where are the things where they think, yeah, sharing my data gets me something that I find valuable, that people say, yeah, I'm hip to that exchange. That's good. That is additive for me.
Absolutely differences there. We dug into the personal experiences that they're open to being created with their data. Among Gen Z, the number one is that they're willing for the shows and movies that they watch to be tracked so that they can get recommendations for other content. Among millennials, a little bit different. The top thing that they say is that they don't want any personalized experience, although that's only a third. And then they say movies can be tracked, shows and movies, and they're also willing to have their interests tracked online to know about experiences that mm-hmm. they might enjoy, like concerts. So yes, there is a willingness for young consumers to trade some data as long as they know that data is being kept safe.
That's interesting. What's the bridge too far? What's the thing that will drive young consumers to say, nope, won't go there? There was concern at a governmental level about TikTok because the parent company and the Chinese government. Is this something that we're seeing grassroots feel this way, or is it really more of a policy wonk geopolitical thing? What are the no-goes?
Yeah, interestingly, we did ask about TikTok separately from this survey. When all of that was going on, we asked about TikTok and whether they believed TikTok was safe and secure. And the majority did not believe that their data was secure on TikTok. However, the majority of TikTok users were still willing to use it. So that entertainment level being one of the things they're willing to trade was there again for that particular instance.
Interesting. And so what are the top apps that have been deleted due to privacy concerns?
Yeah, we did ask this among young consumers, and we found that many have deleted app because they're concerned about their privacy. So again, they are taking action. Interestingly, the number one app was Facebook. So, you know, this was an open-end question, so we don't have percentages on this, but 63% have deleted an app over privacy concerns. Gen Z and millennials equally likely to have done so. Facebook is number one, followed by TikTok, so some were concerned, and then a gaming app was number three on that list.
That's really interesting, and I especially like that it was an open question. They could have put anything in there, and that's what percolated to the top, so that's notable. Conversely, are there apps that have grown because they seem to provide more security?
Well, we've seen this year, there's been a huge rush of people who have downloaded apps like Signal and Telegram. Encrypted messaging has become huge for a few reasons. Number one, WhatsApp changed their privacy policy and their privacy agreement raised some concerns with young consumers, rightly or not. They've since revised it to be incredibly clear that, you know, how the data is being used and that the messaging is still encrypted. But to some extent, some damage was done in that many young consumers decided to go to other messaging apps. Another reason is that Elon Musk tweeted on January 7th, use Signal, the encrypted end-to-end encrypted messaging app. He tends to drive some major trends when he tweets out things that he believes that consumers should do. And we found that 37% of millennial males have started using an encrypted messaging app.
Talk about an influencer, right? Wow.
Major influencer. Yes.
I always wonder, you know, with WhatsApp, for instance, is that because they feel that way because they notice the terms of service notification change, or that it happened to be picked up in the media? When terms of service change, are they paying attention?
Yeah, I think it's a combination, absolutely. But young consumers tend to, you know, listen to their peers. So I think word can spread online about these things. And those, you know, Reddit groups or, you know, private chats can absolutely, you know, be one of the ways that they find out about these things and that they, their concerns grow. But we did find, and I found this was really interesting, that many young consumers do say that they read privacy policies.
Wow. They're better than I am. I was just thinking, because if I want to use the app, I just suck it up and hope that, you know, that's,
I closed my eyes and click accept.
Right. Exactly. But, and then that's what it is. So now let's get to the big, so what, you know, we've learned all of this about their concerns. I'm a brand, let's say, and I've learned that consumers don't trust me. They think that I'm not only tracking them, but I'm a poor steward of their information. You know, it's really stacking up against me as a brand. What can I do to help adjust how young consumers think about me? What are the need to do steps, both concrete and communication wise, that I should be taking?
Yeah, we asked specifically, what can brands do to make you trust them with your personal data? And ensuring and communicating security is very important to them. Data on secured servers is the number one way that Gen Z and millennials combine believe that brands can help them to regain trust and help them feel safe. And, you know, personal help when there's a leak or a breach, and, you know, data is let loose to, you know, really be there to support them. Mm. We also found that they are very much in favor of notifications of attempted logins. So, you know, making sure that as, you know, normal hacks are normal hacks, I can't believe that's a thing we say, but, you know, these things are happening. They want to be alerted of those things.
So being alerted actually is a good thing, that you're not freaking out your consumer. You're actually making your consumer trust you more, because they know these things happen. And by alerting them that this was attempted but prevented, that builds trust.
Absolutely. As with so many things, young consumers want communication and transparency, and they want updates. So, you know, knowing that a brand is letting them know something has happened, making sure that the person who tried to log in was the right person, that actually makes them feel safer.
Interesting. So earlier we talked about the exchange of data for experience and what types of information consumers are willing to exchange. We talked about what they want, but not what they're willing to share. Is in terms of, you know, what they're willing to tell about themselves, what is it that they're comfortable sharing? And and is there a difference in the generations?
There is. Among Gen Z, 40% say that they are willing to allow brands to access their internet habits in order to have more personalized experiences. Among millennials, that's only 34%. Mm-hmm. A third of Gen Z say that they are willing to allow brands to access their posts on social media in exchange for a personalized experience. That's 27% among millennials, so close, but not exactly the same. Those are two of the biggest things. And I think it's because, you know, there is this assumption that everything they put on social media and everything they're doing on the internet is already being tracked.
Right. And we did talk about millennial parental attitudes, and that they have their own concerns about their own security, but then an additional sort of stewardship concern about their children. And what kind of implications does this mean for Internet of Things and connected toys? Are they saying that they won't buy connected toys? Are they saying they won't connect the connected toys? What does this mean in terms of children's products?
We have seen several examples of brands who have created something for children, like a smart speaker for kids, for example, that raised so many concerns that it was actually canceled. So, you know, there are certain instances where concerns have gotten so big that, yeah, they're not willing to buy that item. That said, you know, of course, this is a huge industry, and many millennial parents are, of course, buying artificial intelligence smart home items. Many millennial parents have their kids use their smart speakers, you know, as a family, but they are concerned about how that data is being used. So again, that transparency to millennial parents is going to be really key.
Well, and the other piece is that they may not want the brands to be tracking their children, but they want to, right? Yes. I mean, it's a bit of a, you know, as a kid back in the day, you may not want your parents in your room or reading your diary. Parents, millennial parents, want way more in on their kids' business. Is that right?
Well, I think it's because the technology exists that they can track location. They could track internet usage potentially of their kids. And so, yes, I think any generation of parents, had they had the capability, would have said yes to these things because they wanted to, you know, would want to keep their kids safe. But yes, when we ask millennial parents about tracking their children's digital behavior and even their location, 50% said that they are interested in an app that monitors their kids' location. 50% said that they're interested in an app that monitors their kids' internet usage, specifically for suicide warning signs. You know, cyberbullying obviously has been a huge concern for Gen Z. It's that millennials have grown up observing. And so, you know, wanting to make sure that the experiences their kids are having online are positive ones, and that, you know, there aren't warning signs for negative behavior happening online that they might not be seeing in person. Those are things that they would love to access. Of course, they want to access that data. They probably don't want brands to access that data.
Well, right. So if you're creating something that's almost like a white space opportunity for a new venture or an aspect of a tool. Although then I think it becomes interesting because you survey 13-year-olds. What are the younger, the Gen Zs feel about some of these things? And at what point do they want to be able to block, turn off parental monitoring? At what point can somebody reject monitoring, you know?
Yeah, it's a great question and really blurry territory. Gen Z, in terms of their own personal data and how much their parents have already shared online about them, you know, this is a completely new issue that no generation before has dealt with. And I think the next step of that is, when do they come to own their own data? Right. And kind of have the permission and allowance and power to tell their parents that they can't be tracked anymore. I think it's kind of a new territory.
I think it's really interesting. And I think it's one of those things that brands in this space should start thinking about, both because they're going to need to address it. People are aging up, you know.
Yes.
Eventually it wasn't an issue, to your point. It was brand spanking new. So nobody, these are the first people who will be coming of age being tracked by brands, but also by parents. And so that's an interesting, really interesting thing. Thank you so much. It's been great. I think everybody's going to find this information so valuable.
You're welcome. I mean, absolutely. It's been something that more and more headlines have been written about just in 2021. So the increased focus on privacy isn't going away. It's something that all brands really need to pay attention to.
We've reached the end of another episode of Up Next. I'd like to close by thanking my production team at Up Next, my friend Rob Naughton, the voice artist who recorded our open, and of course, all of you, the members of our audience. Thank you. I'll be talking to you again next time right here on Up Next.